The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
When the days were completed for their purification according to the law of Moses, the parents of Jesus took him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, just as it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that opens the womb will be consecrated to the Lord to offer the sacrifice of a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons in accordance with the dictates of the law of the Lord. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, awaiting the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. The Holy Spirit had revealed to him that he would not see death until he saw the Christ of the Lord. He came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to perform the custom the law in regard to him, he took him into his arms and he blessed God, saying, Lord, now let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people, Israel. The child's father and mother were amazed at what was said about him. And Simeon, he blessed them, and he said to Mary, his mother, Behold, this child is destined to be the rise and the fall of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be contradicted, and you yourself a sword will pierce, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, yesterday I was saying that for the Holy Innocents, that the theme of the beloved was a challenge. And so today, when I took a look at the readings, the first reading, it starts off with the word beloved. So I said, this is going to be easier. We have the word, the theme is right here. In fact, it's mentioned two times in the reading. Apparently, the community of St. John, their experience of conversion, of coming to the Lord, is summarized in the word beloved, that they felt the experience deeply of God's love for them. This was kind of the heart or the center of their conversion. Unfortunately, as we read in these letters, not everyone in the community knew what to do with that love. It seems that some of the community, after they experienced deeply God's love and forgiveness in their lives, took it as kind of an opportunity to say, well, now that I know that God has saved me and loved me, I can do what I want. There is no sin. I can't sin. And so it's all right if I want to hate my brother or my sister. God has saved me. He loves me. So they started to talk in that way. And so the writer of the letter of St. John, he's correcting that kind of thinking. He's saying, how can you say you are converted, that you're the beloved, and still hate your brother or sister? It reminded me a little bit of what sometimes children do. When maybe their mother or their father loves them so much, they start to spoil them. They sense the great love that their mother and father has for them, but because of their immaturity, they take it as an opportunity to start to do what they want. We have an expression for it, the father is wrapped around her finger, right? Some little girl, dad or mom is wrapped around her finger. Come here, you know. And so we say that, and we see that, and we go, well, that's unfortunate because the girl was too immature to understand what to do with the great love that mother and father has for them. This is really a problem that all of us can experience from time to time. Sometimes in spiritual direction or in confession, someone will come and say, you know, I just had the most wonderful retreat, or I just had some prayer that was, I felt so close to God, I really felt His deep love for me. So I was really surprised that a few days later, I did this awful sin. And as they reflect on it, I say, well, maybe it was because I just experienced His mercy so much or His love so much for me that I kind of was like, well, I'm sure He won't mind. You know, I'll just go ahead and do this. And I got a little bit too easy. And they recognize it, if they're mature Christians, they will recognize it as immaturity, what happened. The gospel today presents an extremely mature person in the spiritual life, and that's Simeon. Now, Simeon is also very aware that he is the beloved of God. The word is not used, but you can see it. You can feel it. Every night when we say this prayer, you know, you just feel that this is a man who's holy. That his whole life, it says, devoted to the Lord and a life of prayer, a life of communion with the Holy Spirit. So much so that the Holy Spirit just nudged him to go into the room at the right time. This is a person connected. He felt beloved, but he did not feel entitled. He felt beloved, but not in an immature way, which led to a feeling, I can now do what I want because I'm God's favorite, or something like that. And so he moves. Now, the word that is used here, and I think it's a perfect for this, for what we're doing here this week, is servant. He says, Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. So the one model of experiencing God's belovedness or His love for us is kind of the girl who's spoiled, and that would be entitlement. Well, now I can kind of do what I want. Simeon shows us the proper and mature response to God's love, the experience of God's love, and that is servanthood. Well, I couldn't help but thinking that this is the name of the community, huh? This is the connection, the servants of God's love. What do we do with God's love? There's only one mature and proper thing to do with God's love, and that's to become a servant. And that's what this reading says. That Simeon identify himself as a servant. Lord, now let your servant go in peace. Everything you promised me has been fulfilled. I can now rest. Let us pray that our response to the experience of God's love, which I pray that we all experience often in our lifetime, will lead us to this servanthood that Simeon experienced so deeply and witnessed to us. God be blessed. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.